In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
We are still streaming live on YouTube, and you can weigh in along the YouTube chat as well. As we continue along with the show, we'll take the president for you. They pushed the start time back a little bit. But I was mentioning before, and our buddy Steve Pacerduni called the show, and he was saying, you know, these Trump voters got to get out. You got to get the Trump voters out, the low propensity voters. That's exactly what Susie Wiles, the White House chief of staff, said. Exactly that. And we played the clip earlier in the show today in the first hour, but we'll play it again here because that really sets the table for why the president is coming to Pennsylvania tonight, why he's here and what this is all about. It's about midterms, and this is a state now that has to be won because Josh Shapiro is basically banking his entire presidential run on sweeping PA and then turning around and saying, hey, look what I did, make me the nominee. That's the strategy, that's the game plan anyway. So the White House Chief of Staff, Susie Wiles, said, we're going to campaign like it's 2024 again, cut 23.
He's going to have a fun next year. But we're going to put him on the campaign trail, too. Typically, just a little bit of campaign speak, if I may.
Yeah.
Typically, you in the midterms, it's not about who's sitting at the White House. It's you localize the election.
Right.
And you keep the federal officials out of it. We're actually going to turn that on its head.
Good.
And put him on the ballot. Because so many of those low propensity voters are Trump voters.
Yes, they are.
And we saw a week ago Tuesday what happens when he's not on the ballot and not active. So I haven't quite broken it to him yet, but he's going to campaign like it's 2024 again.
Oh!
For all these people that he helps. He doesn't help everybody, mm-hmm. but for those he does, he's a difference maker. And he's certainly a turnout machine. So the midterms will be very important to us.
Yeah.
He'll work very hard to keep the majority.
Yeah, we can't afford to have this stalled.
No.
And one of the things I keep telling people,
All right. So, by the way, Carrie Marie on X, has anyone else noticed that twice in the last week, Rich has made a comment insinuating the show may not be the show next year, and then didn't directly answer when someone on YouTube asked if he was going to work for Fox. I'm not going to work for Fox. I mean, I would, but they haven't offered me a job. But the point that I keep making is about the Grand Hotel. I keep saying we don't know if there's going to be any shows at the Grand Hotel next year. They haven't booked any dates. So you don't know. You just don't know. I mean, I have not spoken to them if they still want to do live shows in 2026, and you don't know if your schedule will permit it. We don't know how many there's going to be. All I know is that we will be there live next Friday, the 19th. But if you're putting it off, if you're thinking, oh, well, maybe I'll make a show next year, I don't know if there'll be any shows next year. I have no idea. I hope so, but I don't know. I don't control that. That's up to them, not me. So what I would suggest is you join us next Friday, December 19th, live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, because it is our last show of the year, and I don't know if there'll be any shows at the Grand next year. I hope so, but that's up to them. So just don't procrastinate, because I know I ran into a couple the other night. Nice people, very nice, and they said, yeah, we've been thinking about it. I was like, well, you should come, and they made a reservation right on the spot to stay in Cape May and come to the show, so that's great. Patty and I think... Bart or Bob? Oh, shoot. Now I can't remember. My memory's going. Where's this? It'll come to me. But anyway, really nice people. And it was nice meeting them. And they're coming. So they're coming to the show. And that's great. That's what I mean. Just don't put it off because you don't know what the future brings. And if you've never been to one, they're a lot of fun. But this is our last one. And it's our Christmas Spectacular. Last one of the year. Okay. The troll under the bridge, Randy Weingarten, is actually blaming President Trump for schools not reopening during COVID. Now, if you remember, during COVID, the guidance from the experts and Fauci and all the other people was to keep schools shut down. And then we went into a period of time where then it became a decision that the states could make. Florida reopened their schools. Some states did. Red states mostly did. A lot of blue states kept schools shut, and they relied on guidance from the CDC. And then we learned that that guidance was written by the National Education Association. In other words, the troll under the bridge, Randy Weingarten, wrote the guidance that the CDC used to guide states on school reopening. And it was all a gigantic money grab is what it was, saying we really can't reopen schools until we get new filtration systems and we need new windows and we need this and we need that. And then billions of dollars went out the door for schools and lots of other things, too. A lot of school districts still sitting on that money, by the way, millions and millions of dollars of it. And a lot of those school districts took the money and never upgraded their facilities in any way, shape, or form that would ever make the schools, the ventilation systems better or anything. It was a racket. The whole thing was a friggin' racket. But what we know is that it was the unions who helped the CDC craft the guidance that kept schools, that would reopen schools. And some states, like, I mean, Philadelphia, the kids were still remote. Well, I mean, I think it was like 2 years or something like that. And then, of course, a lot of states reopened, but the kids had to wear masks. They had to do social distancing. They canceled activities for kids. And then some states reopened like it was fine, like everything was normal. Nobody gets blamed for what they did early on in the pandemic. I don't fault anybody for shutting schools in March, April, May, and then ending the school year. But by the time the next school year started, and we knew at that point kids were not getting sick, kids were not dying of COVID, there was no excuse to keep schools closed. There was no excuse for masks either, but that's what they did. And they did that in blue states. And then a lot of red states reopened like everything was fine, and everything was fine. But instead of looking at the red states like Florida and saying everything's fine, they still pretended like kids would go to school and die, or that kids would give it to remember, they would kill grandma, they'd give it to a teacher, and the teacher would give it, and she'd kill somebody. And it was all a scam, because the bottom line is the union bosses didn't want to have to go back to work. So that's what they did. That's how they kept it. But now in the rewriting of history, the great post-COVID rewriting of history, they're trying to act like it was all Trump's fault. So on the one hand, he follows the science and does what they say for the first several months of 2020 when schools are still open. Then he turns around and leaves it to the states. The states that reopened at the time, we were told they wanted people to die. So Governor Ron DeSantis wanted to kill people, if you remember. He was accused of wanting to kill people and have them die. In states like New Jersey, where some school districts were allowed to reopen, kids had to social distance and wear masks, but they couldn't play sports, they couldn't do things. Those states, they were considered to be the ones following the science. And then, of course, states that just completely kept schools remote and kept virtual learning going, they were the extra super following the science states. But no, there was no top-down federal policy on it, because the president said states are free to do what they want. And for that, he was accused of wanting to kill people, if you remember. But here's Randy Weingarten completely rewriting history, cut 22.
I do wonder what you think, like, looking back to that tumultuous period of time, do you think that teacher unions and Democrats have done enough self-examination in the role they played in pandemic school closures? Like, were there mistakes made?
Yeah, of course there were. And there were mistakes made by everyone. There was huge mistakes made by the Trump administration to not be clear, to not focus on safety as they were focusing on reopening it. Reopening became political, not became something that we all should have prioritized.
And who made it political exactly? Troll under the bridge. She would try to steal your kids' milk money. Ah, give me your money. Ah, From Heritage Foundation, Randy Weingarten argued that it was reckless, callous, and cruel to reopen public schools. And emails obtained through Freedom of Information Act requests show that Ms. Weingarten and her American Federation of Teachers union used their political power to persuade the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to delay reopening schools. So who exactly made it political? She did, in case you're wondering. That is the Big Serve of the Hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, Vanaria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Dr. Mike is the best, and he will give you the beautiful smile that you deserve. By the way, a story that's making national news. In Florida, but with a Philadelphia tie. In Polk County, this is cut number 20, Polk County, Florida, deputies there responded to a Dick's Sporting Goods after a store manager reported a retail theft in progress. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, speaking of Florida, talking about eight Philadelphia teens who were arrested for stealing $2,296 at Dick's Sporting Goods. Now, if that had happened in Philadelphia, they would have been fine because they were under the $2,300 threshold set by Larry Krasner. They were off by $4, so they would have been just fine. They could have left with all the stuff, but, you know, Florida doesn't play that game. So the fact that it was $2,296 was more than enough for them to be arrested. Cut 20.
First and foremost, I want to compliment the Cocoa Tigers. They won the championship after finishing the season 15-0. It was the Atlantic Coast Youth Athletics Association. And they beat the Thoroughbreds 26-6.
Let me do this. Let me take a quick break in case the president starts to speak. Can we skip past the this part and go right to the actual substance of the story? And then we'll do that when we get back. But we'll take a quick break just in case the president does come out. And so stay right there because the president is going to speak at beautiful Mount Airy Lodge in a matter of moments talking about the economy in the must-win state of Pennsylvania. So don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right. We are waiting the president speaking in Pennsylvania tonight, not far from here in the Poconos. Should happen momentarily, but in the meantime. So I was playing the clip of the sheriff, and he was talking about the team and how these players were not able to play because they were members of a Philadelphia youth football team who were in town for a national tournament. So all eight of these kids were charged with a retail theft over $750 and conspiracy to commit retail theft. This happened in Polk County. These Philadelphia kids were down in there in Florida for this tournament. Because of the arrest, the teams were unable to participate in their scheduled championship games, and their team lost the game. So what Governor DeSantis had tweeted on X was that they picked the wrong dudes or something like that. But anyway, they picked the wrong people to do this. Anyway, so the sheriff was describing all this, and I know he's got a little bit of a slow drawl, but it is interesting to hear him explain how they got these kids and what they were doing. So we'll go ahead and finish playing the sheriff of Polk County, Florida, explaining how these eight Philadelphia teens were arrested. Go ahead.
26-6. I mean, they didn't just beat them. They ran over them. And the thoroughbreds were from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So, Coco Tigers, you did it the right way. That's teamwork with great young men doing the right thing. Now I want to introduce you to eight of the thoroughbreds. And here they are. You look at the thoroughbreds and you find out what were they doing. What were they doing on Saturday morning? Well, let me tell you what they were doing. They Ubered from where they were staying. They had come from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, down to the Dick's Sporting Good in Posner Park. Not only did they Uber down there to shop, they had no intentions of paying for their product. So they came into the store in two groups, and they began to systematically steal product. And that's exactly what they did. They stole, and they stole, and they stole, and they stole, and they stole. Yeah, how do you like that? This is everything that they stole. And guess what? As we've said before, you can't go any place, any time, that you're not on a camera. So Dick's Sporting Goods knows that they're stealing because they're watching this systematic, organized theft ring called a football team. Now, not only did they steal 47 items, not only did they steal 47 items, but ostensibly, they may have cost their team the championship and the football game, because I don't know if these all were starters or not, but I can tell you that we were finishers. We arrested them. We took them to the juvenile assessment center, and we put them in lockup.
Well, there you go, Philadelphia kids. And like I said, if it had been in Philly, they would have been fine. They were right under the threshold of unlimited theft. But they picked the wrong state. As Governor Ron DeSantis said on X, they picked the wrong state and the wrong county. So there you go. Okay, we're going to take another quick break because I do want to make sure we have time if President Trump speaks, since he's in basically our backyard here. So we'll do that. We'll come right back. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All righty, so don't know if the president's going to actually make it or not while we're still on the air today, but we'll certainly bring it to you live if he does. A couple other things that are going on. You know, I was looking at all this AI stuff that's happening, and pretty amazing, but there is now an AI actress. And this is crazy to me. Tilly Norwood is her name. Tilly Norwood, the AI actress freaking out Hollywood. And it was a story in the Wall Street Journal. So her name is Tilly Norwood, who is a quote-unquote actress, built with artificial intelligence, comes from humble beginnings, popping into the mind of Eileen Van Der Velden while the producer was in the restroom at London's private Groucho Club. By the time Van Der Velden got home, her mind was made up. She was going to make the first AI movie star. Van Der Velden shared her vision with ChatGPT, typing out a short description of her ideal candidate. A stunning female celebrity with global appeal. She has symmetrical facial features, clear radiant skin, and captivating green eyes. Her hair is long. Out came the first image of Tilly, cartoonish, with poofy lips, kiwi-colored eyes, and vague ethnicity. ChatGPT, perhaps drawing on data showing that there are far more dark-haired people in the world than blondes, decided to make her a brunette. Van Der Velden, who is blonde and blue-eyed, took the note. Every time she told AI to refine the face, a different one emerged. Tilly's new brown eyes were good, but then she had weird buck teeth. In one version, she looked no older than 14. In another, her eyelashes evoked those of a llama. Then her face looked like it had been dipped in melted butter. There were too many Tillys, none of them right. She was either too perfect or too sexy or too plastic or had too many heads. At one point, three. Her creator wanted a realistic girl next door, an English rose. I've grown up in this world, said Van Der Velden, 39 years old, the former actress who spent her early 20s trying to make it in Hollywood. I know what type of girl they would cast. So over the course of the next 6 months, it's like, I mean, just breaking from the article for a second. I know people who use ChatGPT to create all kinds of different things. I know Newman Price obviously uses AI to make his videos and his songs, and it's great. It's great stuff. It's very, very creative. People have used AI to make logos, plan trips. A friend of mine planned her entire vacation using ChatGPT and put into where they wanted to go and made a day-by-day itinerary. People have done this for all kinds of different things. This, though, is the first I've heard of this. We used, early on, a couple years ago, if you remember, we used ChatGPT to write a conservative radio host monologue. and it was terrible. It was really, really bad. But then again, better than probably 90% of the crap you hear on the radio across the country. Look at it that way. Over the next 6 months, Vander Velden toiled with her 15-person team to nail down the look of her leading lady, creating 2,000 iterations of an actress unbound by the limits of physical ability, age, or talent. She passed on dud iterations with the ruthless efficiency of a casting director who makes actors cry at auditions. "I was really looking for the X factor," she said. When she finally found her Tilly, it hardly mattered that she showed up with half her forehead missing. "This was the magic moment," she said. And she went through all of these different pictures, and you look at the pictures online, you're like, wow, this looks like a real person. Looks like absolutely a real person. When Vander Velden told the Zurich Film Festival panel in September the talent agencies were vying to represent Tilly, the character went viral, and not in the way the creator would have hoped. She was originally introduced in a social media video over the summer. Hollywood actors, directors, and their unions railed against her, or it, as some called her, saying the synthetic performer had the potential to ruin the livelihoods of real cast and crew while eroding the art of cinema itself. Avatar director James Cameron called the likes of Tilly horrifying. Which is kind of ironic, considering that Avatar, all the people in the movie are, I mean, they're not, they're all creations of CGI, right? I mean, Guillermo del Toro, director of Frankenstein, said he'd rather die than make a movie with AI. Actual human movie star George Clooney, who I've always thought was AI, predicted a hard road ahead for Tilly type, saying AI is going to have the same problem that we have in Hollywood, which is making a star is not so easy. Actress Emily Blunt took one look at Tilly and Blanche, "Good Lord, we're screwed." The creator of this AI actress, Tilly, was taken aback by the severity of the anti-Tilly sentiment in an industry with which she's often felt a kinship. And then she kind of goes on to talk about some of the things that she's done and some of the, like, her background and everything like this. But this is where it gets interesting. She said, when AI started booming, she embraced it very quickly, gave her administrative tasks to ChatGPT, which she called her blank intern, like her poopy intern. Last year, Sora, the generative AI tool that turns text into video, opened her eyes to opportunity. "I was blown away by the artistry and the poetry of it all," she said, noticing a budding cast of AI influencers. She figured AI screen stars were next. Some stylized AI celebrities existed, like the robot personality Lil Miguela, but Vander Velden wanted a commercially available actress who looked like a real person. She created characters before, so she'd do it again. Now, Sora, I'm just wondering, is that, Newman Price, what you used to make your music video of the drug boats getting blown up? I'm just curious about that. What app you use? Because a lot of this stuff fascinates me. And to be honest with you, I don't really even know. Like, Matt, do you know these apps?
I do. I think Sora is invite only, although I don't know if that's still the case. It may be open to the public now. But it's pretty amazing. I've seen clips that it's generated on TikTok, and it is kind of difficult to differentiate between reality and AI in some of the examples.
Now, what were some examples you said where Hollywood's already done this?
Oh, yeah. So Paul Walker was added into the Fast and Furious franchise after he died. Marvel cloned Chadwick Boseman's voice for a project after he passed away. Disney famously aged Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Terrible movie, by the way.
Terrible.
And then Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, and Al Pacino were all de-aged in The Irishman. So this is definitely going to become a thing, no doubt.
Yeah, but there's still... Okay, so de-aging is one thing, because you could argue that that's just basically glorified makeup, right? This is AI taking the role away from an actual human.
I think the only thing that's preventing artificial intelligence from taking the role away from a human... Well, I think it's twofold. One...
Well, unions.
Perhaps, but...
Member of SAG-AFTRA, right?
Yeah, but there are movies that just don't involve SAG-AFTRA. But no, I think the technology isn't quite there yet. I don't know that you could actually make an entire film with just an AI person. And then two, and I think this is the big impediment, these aren't established stars. There's no benefit to putting, you know, this Tilly into a movie. Nobody knows who she is. What I think might become popular is that they could start using famous actors that have passed away, like a Marlon Brando, for example. Plug his AI likeness into a film, and I bet you people would show up to see it.
Yeah, you know what would be interesting is if the estate of Marlon Brando owns the rights to his image and likeness and all the other things like that.
Yeah, I could see that becoming a big problem in the future. You know, using the likeness of a deceased actor or actress who has massive name recognition and then, you know, placing them into a film. It would be very low budget, obviously, because you wouldn't have to pay the massive salary.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I tell you what, I really wonder if it'll be, because, you know, I mean, as you think about these things too, this is a very attractive looking woman, but no more attractive than the AI adult stars that are apparently now in use. I have not seen those things myself personally, but, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got on Sora. I'm on Sora, Sora now.
I guess
yeah.
It's not. It must be open to the public now.
So now I could make videos out of text, basically.
Oh, yeah,
I got to start using ChatGPT more, for example, because I hate writing. I hate it. But I think the problem is now that they use AI to figure out if you used AI to write. Correct?
Yeah, like if you put a prompt into ChatGPT and you ask it to write a paper for you or to write an op-ed, I think people will be able to sniff it out pretty quickly. I think it is a good tool if you write an op-ed and then you know, you're not happy with the phrasing somewhere, or you are looking for someone to just edit or look for typos, then ChatGPT is really effective. But in terms of actually like starting from scratch, you can clearly tell a difference if you haven't plugged your own ideas in first.
It is fascinating that this is what we're talking about now. Where there's arguments over an AI actress, it really is amazing. But and then there's this now. So Jonathan Haidt wrote a piece, "The Devil's Plan to Ruin the Next Generation." I asked ChatGPT how it would destroy America's youth. Its answers were unsettling and all too familiar. And obviously now we're having this conversation as Australia just banned anyone under 16 from using social media. And then they're talking about that coming to basically like, you know, a theater near you, so to speak. And did you read the piece from Jonathan Haidt?
Oh, yeah, it's excellent. I'm a big fan of his work just in general.
Yeah, so... Oh, by the way, some breaking news. This is actually more important than anything. Sylvester Stallone wants his Rocky statue back.
Can he just take it back? How does that work?
According to Victor Fiorillo in Philly Mag, Sylvester Stallone wants his Rocky statue back, and the city is giving it to him. Sylvester Stallone wants his Rocky statue back. The city of Philadelphia is giving it to him. And then there's going to be a replica. Since 2006, the Rocky statue has sat at the foot of the Philadelphia Art Museum steps, as we all know. And that's the thing, but that could soon change. The city apparently intends to remove the statue, which was made as a movie prop for Rocky III. Remember, we all remember that. I still remember what he, you know, throws. I think he throws his motorcycle helmet at it, doesn't he, in Rocky III, if I'm not mistaken?
I think so, yeah.
And return it to its original owner, Sylvester Stallone, who commissioned the 8.5-foot bronze statue in 1982 and eventually donated it to the city. The plan to swap it out with a replica made from the exact same mold by the exact same artist who Sylvester Stallone commissioned in the first place. Which begs the question, why? Victor Fiorillo writes, quote, "He asked for it back for reasons I don't know," says City of Philadelphia Chief Cultural Officer Valerie Gay. "And we are happy to respect his wishes. We are extremely happy to have him swap it out with the other statue." That other statue, as you may or may not know, is already on art museum property, standing awkwardly at the top of the museum steps, where it was placed in December of 2024 to celebrate the city's inaugural Rocky Fest, a month-long event dedicated to the film that won Best Picture at the Oscars in 1977. It's Stallone's personal casting of the statue, which he lent to the city for the fest, and its placement, which was reportedly supposed to be temporary. Now, the loaner will belong to the city, and the original, the real one, the one that was in Rocky III, is going to go home to Florida. So even the Rocky statue is leaving Philadelphia for Florida. Think about that for a second. Even the Rocky statue is moving to Florida. That's amazing. That's my takeaway from all this. The matter is up for discussion at a Philadelphia Art Commission meeting on Wednesday. The city says it intends to use $150,000 of taxpayer money to install the knockoff Rocky statue in a permanent location on top of the steps, which is funny because for a while, he writes, the original statue actually did sit at the top of the steps, but was removed over debates over its cultural worth. After all, said naysayers back then, the bronze was a movie prop, not a for a not particularly good movie sequel. What? Bite your tongue. Rocky III was awesome. Are you kidding me? Okay, now Linda Kearns has weighed in with actually something relevant.
How dare you?
Elvis Presley estate established the right of descendancy to images and likeness, so yes, the heirs own it. It was started by lobbying Tennessee legislature and then laws spread. Okay, well, thank you, counselor. I appreciate that. So they would have to get permission then to use Marlon Brando's corpse. I don't, there was like, not corpse.
They're not going to use the corpse. The likeness.
Pretty sure the corpse is probably long gone at this point.
Nobody wants that. Yeah.
Well, there are definitely sickos out there that would want Marlon Brando's corpse. You don't think so?
Yeah, that's actually probably true. Sadly.
Yeah. So there you go. The Elvis Presley estate established the right of descendability to images and likenesses. Likeness. Okay. Well, there you go. Interesting. Fascinating. So then I have to worry about somebody using me, my AI, after I die. That's good. So the Rocky statue, Rocky III was a great movie. Rocky III has actually gotten better over time, too. It's one of those movies that when you watch it the first time, you're like, eh. And when it first came out, I think. Now, in hindsight, especially after the horrific Rocky V came out with the street fight in Kensington, which to this day might be one of the greatest, worst movies ever. The whole thing, it's not even canon. They don't even consider it part of the Rocky story anymore. They just pretend like it never happened. Do you notice that? Rocky V, if you think about it, it goes from basically Rocky IV to Rocky Balboa, and then you get into the Creed movies, and they never talk about Rocky V. It's like it never took place. They just act like it never happened, which I would also act like it never happened if I were them, because that was probably the right move with that. But at the time, they said that they didn't believe that the Rocky statue was art. Now, however, they do. They're saying now, we see this as an opportunity to lean into the evolving conversation about what is considered art and what deserves a place in our most treasured civic spaces. The Rocky statue is a clear example of this evolution. Its artistic significance has not been shaped by institutions, but by the millions of people who engage with it year after year. By formalizing its placement at the top of the steps, we are seeking to honor that public connection, strengthen this iconic site, and enhance the experience for residents and visitors. In other words, what they're acknowledging is the snooty art people didn't think it was worthy, but then millions of people come to take pictures with the Rocky statue, way more so than go and see some of that art. And they realize maybe we're being typical snooty elitist art people, as many art people, not all, but some are. And they said that's so there you go. So now that's what it is. And wasn't it also at the Vet at one point? Justin, you would know that, right?
Well, I think.
I always thought it was at the Vet until they moved it to the Art Museum. Am I wrong about that?
It was a version of the Rocky statue was at the Spectrum. I remember that.
Oh, the Spectrum, right? That's what I meant. Right,
it's probably the Spectrum.
Yeah, he wants it. Stallone, so Clee3977 on the YouTube chat says, Stallone recently moving to a new home. He wants it for the courtyard. No joke. Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, he does. And in Florida, because his wife said that they got out of L.A., they left Hollywood. Now they're down in Florida and they're happier than ever to be there in Florida. So. So there you go. So,
can I just point out that according, yeah. So I typed this into ChatGPT because I didn't know how else to find statistics on this, so take it with a grain of salt. But it estimates that about 4 million people annually visit the Rocky statue.
4 million people a year visit the Rocky statue.
Which seems high. It's also the exact same number it estimates visits the Liberty Bell. Which is kind of insane, if it's accurate. Yeah. Again, this is from ChatGPT. It's not official. These aren't official numbers. It's searching the internet and basically taking a wild guess. But that's pretty crazy.
Did Newman call in? Do we have him?
Yeah, he's ready to go.
Okay, let's put Newman Price on. Newman, what's up, my man?
Hey, Rich, what's going on? You have to excuse the rattle of the cart as I'm walking through the grocery store.
No problem.
I just wanted to, I'm familiar with the AI software you're talking about, but one thing I got to tell people is AI is actually stupid. You really, really have to hone AI in. So here you have Matt looking up statistics. That's one thing, but when you're trying to do something original, you have to give it... AI puts out what it knows, and that's it. So if it doesn't know what the context of anything is, it can't put anything out. So you really have to almost train AI. Excuse me. Sorry about that. I was sipping some soda when you
was it the creamy vanilla coke that DeSantis likes because he's a friggin' child.
No, it wasn't. It was one of those Olipops.
Okay,
are you familiar
very
with
good
that? And anyway,
yes.
So the AI is good, but only as good as what it already knows or what you tell it to do.
So what do you use, just out of curiosity, for your music and videos?
All right, so that's actually a combination of things. So I'll use some AI to create the specific clips, but then I'll actually take that into Adobe Creative Suite to actually add like transitions and make it an actual like movie. So I don't really expect AI to just drop a whole movie for me. It can do that, but not very well. So you have to kind of really chop up what you're doing into, I don't know, 10, 15 second segments, put them together to get a quality product.
Okay. So really, it's still you have to do it. You, as the artist, Newman Price, who creates all these wonderful parodies and songs and everything else, you got to do it. You're the artist. You're the artiste.
Yeah, well, especially for your stuff, for 1210, because there's so much inside baseball with the different shows. AI doesn't know any of that. So you really have to, that's what I'm talking about. You have to hone in and basically tell it what to do. It can be, you can prompt it, and it can churn out some ideas, but it really doesn't know what it's doing. It just scours the web for whatever people put in there. And as you know, that can be right, it could be wrong. So for the creative type of stuff, you really have to feed it specifically what you're looking for. Like you were talking about that lady putting together her actress.
Yeah.
And, you know, it had like the weird face, the buck teeth, you know, whatever. And that's what I'm talking about. It really is actually pretty stupid. It's amazing. So if you start to use it, you actually have to learn how to manipulate it the right way to get what you're looking for.
Listen, buddy, we got to run, but I appreciate you calling in and all the great stuff you do.
Yep, I hear you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Rich.
All right, enjoy your shopping trip.
Will do.
Thanks. All right. Thanks, Newman. All right. We got to run. I guess we're not going to get the president tonight, but there you go. Anyway, enjoy your night. And Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla is up next. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, Rich Zeoli Show, where you can see the clips we posted from our conversation with those guys and their 24/7 dating show, as well as all the other clips that we post on everything else. So thank you very much for listening, and good night.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.